I think the other night we didn't do anything well, but and they did a good job against us. You know, I think most of the reason we didn't have success running the ball is we got penetration, and it was, you know, a couple times it was from the edge, a couple times it was from the inside, a couple times it was from the linebacker level. So it's just, we just got to clean that up.
Why wasn't the offensive line ready for what Dallas was doing in terms of stunts?
We were ready for it. We just didn't execute at a good enough level. All right, we didn't execute well enough to consistently run the ball well, and we just got to get better.
What were the problems in execution?
Well, we got penetration, and we can't allow that.
That's the guys who are capable of executing.
Absolutely.
How do you know?
Absolutely, because we've seen it before. We've seen it before. It was not a good outing for any of us on offense, and we got to flush it. We've made our corrections, and now we're moving on to the Jets. And I think that's the message.
What did you see from Barber?
I'm sorry.
What have you seen it before from Barber?
We've seen it in the training sessions. We've seen it when he played against Green Bay. So, you know, we've seen him play at a high level, and we expect he'll do this week.
It seems like you guys made a bunch of different adjustments in game. You brought Selick in more. You went under center.
Mm-hmm.
How many more options are there to try and get this thing right?
Well, we're continually looking. You know, if you start the game and things are going well, then you kind of stick with it and you move on to other things if it feels right. When, you know, initially things don't go right, then you start making changes to get it going. And so we went through a list of things, and it just was a struggle.
What do you say to somebody like Jason Kelce, who's had a lot of success, you know, in the league, has a game like that? How do you get him back on focus and back on target?
Well, I think they're very prideful. Every player in our locker room is very prideful. They want to go on the field and perform well. And, you know, it really comes down to the specifics of each play, and that's what we go through. The corrections are being made throughout the game because, you know, there's oftentimes you'll not run a play correctly, it gets fixed, and then later on you do. So the corrections are constantly being made, and then after the game you kind of watch it in total, and that's sort of what we did this morning. Make the corrections, now we'll come out here and fix them on the field. So it's just the process you go through. And that's the same process you use when you're playing well as well. You know, you correct the mistakes consistently.
What's he not doing now that he's done in the past?
Well, I think he's doing a lot of the same things well that he's done in the past. He had a lot of good plays out there, and there are just some mistakes that you know are very correctable that we just got to make.
The Jets' defensive line, what kind of challenges do they present?
Yeah, they're a pretty sturdy group. I think you saw that last night. But they're very good pass rushers. They're big, sturdy guys. And they're sort of one gap players, but they're thick, so they can almost appear almost two gap at times. So it's going to be a challenge for us. You know, when you look at the games, probably Cleveland blocked them a little better than they got blocked last night, I would say. And so it'll be a challenge for us.
The tempo that you guys have played at the first game seems a little bit slower. Is that merely a function of plays not working the way you want them to work, or?
No, some of the ways we tried to line up the other night, you know, the way we were getting the receivers organized, just a little bit slower. And then there were other tempo plays where we were actually we were playing faster. So, in total, it just depends on how we're trying to line up.
Why haven't you guys been able to go deep with the deep ball?
Well, we haven't thrown the ball deep, although we had some explosive plays in the first game. Nothing went right this past week, so I don't think there's a theme there. We've got receivers that can get deep, and you know, if you look at it in total over the course of the year, we'll be able to throw it deep.
Who are those receivers that can get deep?
I think everybody we put on the field. I think Nelson can get deep. Josh Huff, Coop's proven that he can go down the field and make a play. You know, I think, and then certainly Jordan. You know, and then Miles had one the other night where he got down the field deep. We just didn't. Just didn't make the catch.
What about your predictability, Pat? It seems like you have a handful of running plays that are your bread and butter that you go to. Do you feel like the predictability is too much right now? Do you care whether the opposite team knows what's coming or not? And where do you sort of fall down?
No, I don't think, you know, when we look at just this pass game, they didn't do much on defense, really. You know, we were, you know, they were the opponent. We tended to be the enemy the other night, and we made mistakes that kept us from being able to execute and sustain drives. So, you know, I think sometimes predictability, and you know, if you're good at something, you do it over and over, and then your plays typically have answers. If they're taking something away on a certain part of the play, the ball goes here or there. So we just keep working on those things and get better.
Did Sam have the option to audible in St. Louis?
He did. Yeah. We function very differently here than other places. Although there are elements of our offense that are very similar to what Sam has done in the past, there's a lot of what we do that's very different.
When he can't audible out of a play and check to a new one when he's recognized the defense, what does that do to a quarterback?
Well, I think we have options within our plays where, depending on whether they're going to play a big zone or they're going to come after you. So that, you know, usually you audible when there's extremes. You know, we have things built in that he can take advantage of.
Has he audibled yet here?
We actually audibled the other night on a couple plays.
Sam did, or was it
absolutely where he had to make changes to a play. Sure.
So like some of that in snap kind of options would be from the zone read that you guys seem to run more previously. With that not being as big a part of the offense, does that present a challenge where there's not as many branches necessarily for the offense to go to or quarterback to go to?
I don't think so. I think you try to do what your players can do well, and you know, we still zone read. You know, we just pick our spots with it. That's it.
Why has there been penetration, in this last game? Is there any one reason? Is it beating off the ball or just missed assignment?
No, there's a couple times when, like I said, the linebacker level would shoot through and then, you know, kind of disrupt and knock our guys off of our double teams. Then there were other times when we got split, whether it be the double team or the edge block, you know, with the tight end. So it was no consistent one reason. It's just – areas where if we just block better, I think we'll get it fixed.
Do we think that you didn't maybe account for that?
No, we just didn't.
By
we just
surprise?
Didn't do things well.
Do the Jets have the most dangerous corners that you'll face?
Well, there's actually three of them. We know the outside two guys pretty well. I was with the inside guy, Buster Skrine, in Cleveland. We drafted him, I think, in 11 in the fifth round. And I know he's a feisty guy. He's a really, really good slot defender because he's tough. And so it's going to be a challenge for our receivers. They play a good bit of man-to-man, although they play a little bit more zone than you might think. But it's going to be a challenge for our guys for sure.
As a quarterback, is it natural, if you're not certain of the solidity of the offensive line, to go to earlier checkdowns? Are you seeing any of that with Sam and his progressions?
No, I don't think, you know, I think he keeps a downfield focus. You know, when the passing game, some of the things that happened negatively to us in the passing game, again, it was all, you know, we had some drops. We had a couple of misfires, and then there were a couple times when Sam was rushed, but there was nothing consistent. I think Sam does a good job of keeping a downfield focus, and then if the time is right or they take something away down the field, I think he's very good at hitting the check down.
Why is Riley Cooper playing less this season?
Well, we've got a mix of guys, you know. I don't think that has anything to do with Riley. You know, we're getting Miles in there. We're getting Josh in there. We just got a mix of guys where we're trying to keep good, fresh players in there and try to use the whole roster.
Chip said yesterday that the only way that you can get the vertical passing game going is by running the ball better. Is there any other way to do that without being able to run it? I mean, an adjustment you can make if you can't run the ball?
Yeah, we have concepts that are deep to short that don't involve play action. But I think, you know, I'm not going to speak for Coach, but I think yesterday and today, you know, globally, we're just thinking we need to get the running game going. That certainly then will allow us through the play action component of throwing the ball deep.
What's similar question
for Jason Peters from last year to this year?
I'm sorry?
What's the difference with Jason Peters from last year to this year?
Well, I think he's playing pretty well, actually. I mean, he's had a handful of bad plays like everybody on offense, but I think he's gotten himself in shape. He knows what we're doing at a higher level this year. I think I've said it before. He knows not so much the what, but he knows the whys now, and I think he's doing a good job.
So you think his production is where it's been in the past year?
I think he's doing a good job. And I think everybody on offense needs to eliminate those handful of bad plays that are showing up. We need to play consistently better, which will allow us to stay on the field. And then I think when you watch us play, as we get more plays and get going, that's when we kind of get rolling. And that's going to be the challenge.
So from your perspective, is it a handful of bad plays, or is it mostly bad plays or a handful of good plays?
Just a handful of bad. Yeah, I think everybody out there has more good plays than bad, but we got to just all eliminate the bad ones. I think that's the case, you know.
Are you noticing anything with DeMarco? I mean, I know obviously the line has something to do with it and stuff, but, like, is he not hitting the holes quick enough? Are they just not there?
No, I think, you know, we have a small sample size right now. It's two games, and I know everybody's, you know, concerned, so to speak. I can tell by your line of questioning here, but we just need to just keep getting better at what we do and put a good effort on the field where we're playing, you know, good football. We're running the ball efficiently, we're being physical up front, and then when we throw the ball, we're efficient and in some way get some explosive plays that, you know, are what you're looking for.
Are you concerned, Pat? Are you concerned at all? I mean,
I'm not concerned because like I mentioned already, the group of guys in there are very prideful. They're outstanding players, and they want to put a good effort on the field. So I'm not concerned because we're going to come out here today and we're going to train well. We're playing an opponent that's the Jets are an outstanding defense, and our guys will feel challenged, and we're pretty confident to go out and put out a good performance.
Sam in the first two games where you can pinpoint and say, that's a guy who went almost 2 years without playing. You know, give him some time. He'll pick up on that.
I don't know. I think maybe, but nothing particular. You know, I think he knows what we're doing. He's executing pretty well. But he's just like everybody. He's got to eliminate those handful of bad plays.
A slightly different topic. Thaddeus Lewis started for you, came in with you. Right. What about him do you like, and
Well, we've been together two places. He came out of Duke and came to St. Louis with us. And that lineup that year was Thad and then Sam and then A.J. Feely. Those were our three quarterbacks. And then when we went to Cleveland, he was available, and we picked him up. And then actually my last game there, he started the game and actually played pretty well. He had one bad throw where Polamalu picked him off, but he had a pretty solid performance. He's been a lot of places. He's played in games. He's won games in this league. And, you know, I think the thing that I like the most about that is he's a gritty guy. I think he's a tough player, throws the ball well, and he's got a good understanding of the game. And so he's just a guy that we thought would be smart to bring in.
Are there running backs that function better when the quarterback is under center as opposed to shotgun? And what's the difference from a running back's?
I don't know. I think most running backs can play from the Q or the dot position. And then also I think every running back now runs the ball from an offset shotgun type set. You know, we run a downhill inside zone play that's very similar to when you're, you know, in the dot, you know. But I would say all running backs can do both.
What's the difference? How do you explain the drops, especially guys like Jordan? Yeah. Kind of shorthanded, or at least what we've seen.
Well, again, it's a little bit out of character, you know, and I think, again, it's just, I don't know, some of it's a little bit hard to explain, but I know they'll be out here training to get it corrected.
Yeah, Brian Dawkins was on the radio yesterday, and he was talking about Sam. He said he looked like he was playing nervous on Sunday. Do you disagree with that?
I don't think he was nervous. I thought he was playing pretty confident. You know, there was a couple times I think when he rushed his footwork just a little bit, you know, but I don't think that had anything to do with being nervous. I think, you know, I think when guys are out there trying to make a play, sometimes you press, you know, but I don't think it was a nervousness.
With the run blocking, are there times when, like a wide receiver or a tight end, the defense is making it really hard for him to get to where he needs to get to make the block by moving before the snap?
Sure, sure.
Is this something new for you guys this year?
No, I think you always have to block movement, you know, and each defense is a little bit different. Dallas is a team that moves around quite a bit. You know, they got a four-man front, And so what they try to do is create and distort the gaps, you know, as opposed to the teams that kind of play five on the line and firm it up with five guys. They do it with four and just move around. But it's not uncommon or something we haven't practiced or not aware of.
Thanks, Pat.
Okay, good.